Daf Lamed Gimel is pretty much a daf, and certainly the Amid Beis, of the mitzvah of Kima. The mitzvah of standing up, where there's a mitzvah mentioned in the Gemara about standing up for a Talmid Chacham in general, standing up for Rabbi specifically. The Gemara doesn't say specifically there's a chiyuv to stand up for your father or mother, except it mentions it Agav when it talks about Aviv Shu Rabbi, Abnai Shu Rabbi, so it mentions the third category of standing up, which is for Aviv Imai. The Shiloh that I put in front of you is a Shiloh about somebody who sees his father or his Rebbe as conversing with him by Skype, whether there's a mitzvah to stand up, so to speak, when you turn on the Skype and you see him, whether there's a mitzvah to stand up, which I think the Shiloh itself is amusing to most people. I mean to bring it to your attention in order to talk about the Brisker Rav's Yisoid. The Brisker Rav has Yisoid of two dinim and Kima. It's the first piece in the Grizal Rambam, and I'd like to share it with you. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about standing up for a Rebbe and for a Talmid Chacham, and it says two different levels of standing up, something the Gemara mentions in the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Ben Beis, Sifte Zayin, it talks about standing up for your Rebbe. So it says, K'molei Einav. The Shir is Molei Einav. Molei Einav means, even from the distance, if you see him far away, there's already a chiyuv to stand up. For Molei Einav, Vashis Kasem Einav. And the same is, when he passes by and he goes away, it's the shir is Molei Einav, which is obviously a much bigger shir than Dalet Amos. In Siman Reish Mem Dalet, where it talks about standing up for a Talmid Chacham in general, so there it says when he comes within Dalet Amos, Achiyaver Meneged Einav, it says the chiyuv to stand up is when he comes within Dalet Amos. So I would learn Pashut Pshat that one is just more than the other. There's a chiyuv for a general Talmid Chacham in Dalet Amos, and there's a chiyuv for your Rebbe, or maybe something Rabbi Movik, is even Molei Einav, even a greater distance. I think we would all learn that way. The chiddush is that the Shach brings that in the case of standing up for a Talmid Chacham, it's dafka Dalet Amos. In other words, you're not supposed to stand up. You're dafka supposed to wait when he comes in the Dalet Amos. When he comes in the Dalet Amos, you stand up. It's nicker that you're standing up for him. If he's Molei Einav and you stand up, and nobody knows you're standing up for him. So it says that by a Talmid Chacham, when he's missing up a Talmid Chacham, it's dafka Dalet Amos. Ki'ilu, normally I would say Molei Einav is a chumra, Dalet Amos is a kula. You say, no. Dalet Amos is a chumra dafka Dalet Amos. So what's the bira davar? Then one of them is dafka Molei Einav, one is dafka Dalet Amos. So the Brisker Rav, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, says that shtei mitzvahs nefrodei sein. He makes two dinim out of it. He says it's really psukim. The pasuk that you stand up for a Talmid Chacham is the pasuk of mebnei seva tokum v'adarta pnei zaken. The Gemara Darshan's talking the Hadarta, a kima sheyesh behider. It means to say that it should be something that's obvious, and it's supposed to be obvious to him, or obvious to everybody else. So only when he walks in your Dalet Amos, you stand up. It's a kima v'hadarta, it's a separate mitzvah standing up. It's a mitzvah v'hadarta, to beautify or to show respect. So you stand up within Dalet Amos. Not so by Rabbi, where it's a mitzvah, so the Brisker Rav says, it's a mitzvah of a Meira Aviv, or Kavod, he calls it Kavod or Meira. He has a mitzvah to be Mechabed, and have Meira, from a father and mother, and from a Rebbe. The mitzvah of Kavod or Meira, that you do, K'molei Einav, even no matter when you see him, you stand up, it's not for Hadarta, it's not to show, it's just for yourself. For yourself, you have to show. I guess you have to not show, but feel the Myra, and you're supposed to stand up. K'molei Einav. So Brisker Rav makes two totally separate dinim out of it. One din of Kavod Umayra, which is for your Rebbe, and one din of Tokum V'Hadarta, which is for a Talmid Chacham, that's Dafka when he comes in Dalai Lama. It's a little tricky, like, what are you supposed to do? You're sitting there, you're supposed to measure, I don't know how it works exactly, the Chazon Ish share of Dalai Lama's and Ramesh share of Dalai Lama's. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I assume that Tokum V'Hadarta means it's nicker. If you're in a room and he walks into the room and you stand up, it's nicker. I assume that's what it means. I don't think it's a shiur of Dalai Lama's like the technical shiur of Hamaitzi Dalai Lama's B'Shusser Rabbim. But the point of Tokum V'Hadarta is you're supposed to show. And the point of Meira is it's for you. It's for yourself. It's not to show anybody else. And they're two totally separate.
I would say it's too deep. The Gemara makes it the same because it says Zer Shavu Pnei Zalkin and Meira Pnei Zalkin.
So no, it fits in very good because by Pnei Elikim, the pasuk brings you Reis Malakefa, but it doesn't bring Tokum V'Hadarta. It's a little bit of a problem. But but if I care, the comparison to Hashem would fit very good, very well, because they don't do it for him either. And I'll explain in a second.
What do you do if they walk in together? What if you find, if you see your father, then the Rebbe says you don't walk in?
There's the old Briska Clare. It's somewhere in the Grizz. If you're standing already, and your father walks in, well, there's a mitzvah to sit down so you can stand up. If you're standing already, he walks in, you're not making any mitzvah. So you're supposed to sit down to stand up, or if you're standing already, you don't have to stand up. If it's v'hadarta, it's a mitzvah to show hither. If it's yira, so yira means that you don't keep on sitting. If you're standing already, it's fine. It seems to be a difference in what the purpose of the mitzvah is. If it's to show meira, it's just for yourself, is one thing. It's hadarta, to show everybody, you should sit down and stand up. So if they both walk in at the same time, I don't know, you stand up once by Malayeinov, and then you're standing already. So the Dalai Lama is, I don't know, you sit down again and stand up.
Does he have to notice that you're standing up? Turn around.
What?
Does he have to notice that you're standing up?
Does he have to notice?
Yeah.
What's it even him to notice? You're supposed to show that you're standing up for him. So hadarta is you show a hider, you show a respect. I'm not sure if it's for him or for other people watching, even if there's nobody watching. But it means it's a maisa hider, it's a maisa you do to show respect, to show that you're mahadir, that you beautify something. That's what it seems. It says Ashis Kasameyenov. If he's moving, if he's coming in, he's sitting down, so obviously he's sit down. It says Ashis Kasameyenov. It seems to be a serious chiyuv. Now, in the sheet I gave out, he brings a machloikis by Aviv Imai. If it's what the Gedorim of standing, if it's Malayenov, a Dalai Lama's, the Briskarov, based on his explanation, that one is a din of Kavod Umayra. And that's Kamala Yainov. And one's in Invadarta, that's Dalai Lama's. So he says, if he's there, he doesn't bring any machlokes in, but he brings that who Adim Bekavadi of Avi Imai, that it would be the same din as Rabbi, it's Kavod Umayra. There's no Vahadarta, which means it's Kamala Yainov when he comes within sight of where you are. He in the sheets, it says, the Chayodim says, it says five carrots, but I didn't. The chayyadim wasn't in the shelf, so I didn't. I wasn't able to check it out. What?
Father and mother are equal.
Father and mother are equal. The kavod kibbut av v'aim are equal. It's only when they're in conflict that there's a question. But kibbut av and kibbut aim are totally equal. Now, the Gemara on the top of the Amid Beis brings. An interesting, people know it's a Gemara, but I've never heard anybody Lamaisa talk about it, that you stand up only two times a day for your Rebbe. It should be no greater than Kvayt Shemayim. Kvayt Shemayim, you stand up Shachas V'Arvis. So the same thing, the mitzvah of Kavod Rabbi is only to stand up two times a day, and more than that, you don't have to stand up for him. What? Didn't even have Maariv because it was Shus. I guess it means Mincha is the end of the day. So at any rate, the Gemara says only two times a day. That's a machlokes is des lahalacha. It's a machlokes. The Rambam says it is lahalacha, and the Rif and Rosh say it's not. the Mechaber has a klal that when the Derech HaPsak of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in a very simple psak, he says you take Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, the three great paiskim, and ignore everybody else, and two out of three paskin one way, that's the Mechaber's rule. He always passed to say two out of three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. So since the Rambam was a Sephardi and the Rif was a Sephardi, and the Rosh lived half his life in Ashkenaz and half his life in Sfarad, so the Sfaradi Shapaisk can have a sort of have a, the Mechaber was always paskin like them. Since here the Rambam paskins twice a day, and the Rif and the Rosh say there's no limit, so the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch paskins doesn't pass like this Gemara of two times a day. The Ramah, however, does. The Ramah paskins only twice a day. So I saw they ask in the Sefer Chassidim, Yehuda HaChassid, he says, Afilamei Apamim. He says, Beferish Afilamei Apamim, that there's a din of standing up. And the notes underneath from the Chidah, he's Matmiya on why the Rambam paskins that, why the Sefer Chassidim says, Afilamei Apamim B'yayim, going against the Ramah, who he usually follows, as a matter of halacha. According to the Brisker Rav, it's not shver. Because if you look, we're saying now, there are two different mitzvahs of kima. There's a mitzvah of kima for rabbi, and there's a mitzvah of kima for a talmid chacham, a mitzvah of ahadarta. So, if you take a look, the Sefer Chassidim is talking about talmidei chachamim. The Gemara is talking about rabbi is twice a day. So it's very geschmack. By rabbi, it's al tkavin and meira. You do it for yourself, even malayenov. When you stand up for the Rabbi Nisholem Kaviyachol, it's the same thing. You're not doing it for him, you're doing it for yourself. So rabbi is comparable to the Gemara of twice a day. The Sefer Chassidim is talking about stam talmidei chachamim. And that's a filamei upon him piyayim, and that could be true. And even if you hold twice for a rebbe, but getting back to the Skype shaila, the Gemara says earlier that I think it was Rav Ashi who stood up when he heard his mother's footsteps from a distance. They want to bring a raya there, even if the parent is a suma, that there's a mitzvah to stand up. The shaila of standing up in a case of somebody who's on the phone, they say about, I think they say about Tuvia Goldstein, that when he spoke to her Moshe on the phone, he used to stand up and put on his hat or stand up. And even talking to him on the phone, he would stand up for him. Now, whether he meant that as a halacha or not, I don't know. But it would seem that it should be totally in this. If the mitzvah to stand up for a rebbe or a father is Malei Einav, he's not even aware of it. It's Malei Einav. It's nothing to do with Vahadarta. So it's your own Yira. So it would seem that there'd be a Kiyam Mitzvah, even if he's not aware of it, or he's a Summa, or even possibly, even if you're just Skyping with somebody, it would seem to make sense. If it's a Mitzvah Vahadarta, then one could argue with me, but it would seem that there, if it's a summa, that maybe it doesn't apply. It depends how you understand. If you understand that meira you do for yourself, that's malayenov, and vahadarta you do where it's yamahada the person, where it's nikah for him, then it would seem that maybe it doesn't apply to a summa, where the Gemara says when he heard him coming that he would stand up for him. It could be it's totally in this, could be that.
So,
well, there's a separate shah about being might to you, and a separate shah you can answer amen.
Yeah.
I once had somebody asked me, he said he, like, for decades, he never missed davening with minyan. It's always makbid, he gets his 90 amens a day. He had to be in the hospital, so he asked me if he can have them put a phone by the Baal Tefillah so he can answer amen and not miss his 90 amens a day. That's the question he asked me. So I told him it's like an old a tumul by Yeshiva Light. Why? What's a shayla? What's a shayla? Because the chiyan tzamin. What's the difference? You don't have to hear the bracha, right? In Alexandria, they waved the flag and you answered amen. You don't have to hear the bracha. So certainly, if you hear the bracha, there's no distance. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if between you and the Mavarech there's a Beis HaKisei, you don't answer Amen. You don't connect yourself to the Bracha. If there's a Makom Metunef in between, you don't. So if someone's in the hospital and somebody else is in the shul 10 miles away, there's some bathroom in between. Now, the question is if that really matters when you're hearing somebody over the phone. It would be mistaver that it doesn't matter, that you could answer Amen. And I don't know, I think he asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he told him not to, because of this shayla of whether he answered Amen. But anyway, putting that aside, that's, I don't know, that's COVID, that's a technical thing. Lamaisa, this Skype shayla, I don't know what to say, but I wanted to bring out was the Brisker Rav's two dinim. The Brisker Rav sets it up as two dinim, not the way we normally understand. Dalet Amis is the din of Dafka Dalet Amis, to show you're standing up for him. And the other is a din of Kamalayenov, that's it just for you, that's your Moira, you're supposed to stand up. These are the two dinim in Kima.